Hey, howdy. Is it just me or is the whole country of America being run by lawyers and judges and courts? I think so every day, no matter what Trump does. Some court says you can't do that and they pass a ruling, then another court gets involved, then it goes to appeal court, and then it ends up at the Supreme Court often. And lawyers, they're running around driving big cars and making lots and lots of dough. I mean, it's amazing. Again, Trump could say, I got a cure for cancer, and everybody, Democrats, Democrat-appointed judges, then sue him. Kind of makes you think about a lawyer joke, don't you know? Or like makes me think about it. A lawyer, he was only 34 years old and he died. And he was up in heaven and, you know, St. Peter was walking him around, introduced him to everyone. And the lawyer says, I shouldn't be here. I'm far too young. I'm only 34 years old. St. Peter says, looks at his records and he said, well, according to the number of hours you build, you're 130. Just saying, that's kind of going on here in today's world. Now, we have a bill to deport illegal immigrants convicted of driving while under the influence, which is a DUI. Okay, so this bill, why would you have a bill like that in the first place? I mean, does that mean you have to be drunk before you get deported if you're an illegal? Illegal, dummy. Illegal means illegal, so you should get deported anyway. But they now have a bill to say if you're illegal and you're drunk and driving, then you gotta be deported. I don't understand that. But in any event, there was a bill that was introduced by a conservative representative out of Atlanta, and Alabama rather, and it passed by 246 to 160 vote. But it was opposed by 160 Democrats. 160. They walk among us. Who does that? I mean, they're drunk, they're driving. Like driving when you're drunk is kind of like aiming a gun at somebody. I mean, you can hurt people and you're drunk, you're illegal, and they say that's wrong, they should stay. I'm amazed. I shouldn't be amazed. I guess I'm amazed that I'm actually amazed, because it's an amazing thing. Hey, boy. Now, you've got the King of England, King Charles. I guess, effectively, he's the King of Canada and all the other countries within the Commonwealth. Recently, he came to Canada and he made a speech in the House of Parliament. And he opened it up with, we are an unceded land to the Indians. And so he opened up a big can of worms that I've been talking about for years because it's been open. And what does that mean? If it's unceded, that means somebody else owns it. And what are you doing? You're a squatter. Get off the land. Go away. Move to Minnesota. Go somewhere. But you have no right to be on somebody else's property. It's wrong. I've so often said, it's like me, at the bottom of emails, people put, I'm on unceded land and God bless, right? So that's like me putting at the bottom of all my emails, I stole your bike. I'm never going to give it back to you. I'm going to continue to use it, but it's yours. You have ownership. It's unceded. That's just bizarre. And that's what's going on in Canada. But now you have the king who's saying it's unceded. So what is he really saying? I guess he's saying Canada is an illegitimate state. So what happens? Should it go to the UN? Should it go to the Indians? Should it go back to Great Britain? What's going on? What about all these people, millions of people that own property? And a lot of them, though, stand up in front of God and everybody and say, I'm on unceded land. Well, then move out. Go away. It's ridiculous. Who owns Canada? I think Canadians do. They have title. And I think the people that use stupid terms like that need to stop it, because legally and morally, it's wrong. It's just wrong. If you believe it, give the land to the Indians. Do something, act, instead of talking. Back to the bicycle, don't you know, hey. Now, boomity boom, 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 guns. You know, I'm a dual citizen, but I grew up in Canada, so I have a bit of the Canadian mentality. And of course, I'm in the US now most of the time. 95% of my business is in the US, so I have a US mentality. So I'm kind of mixed up like a dog's breakfast, hey. But when I first got a permit many, many years ago and started to carry a gun, I was so worried and uncomfortable. And I thought, this isn't something I want to do. But eventually it becomes like putting on a watch. I mean, it becomes second nature and you have it all of the time. And churches, many people go to church, do that as well, because bad guys, they come into our churches and kill people. They come into our schools and they kill people. They come into Walmarts and kill people, movie theaters. Years ago, a guy came in and shot, I think, 8 or 9 people. I'll tell you a fast story on that. One night, my wife and I were going to a movie. My wife said, don't you dare take your gun. She came in and I hadn't put my shirt on yet and I had my gun here. She said, don't you dare, what's wrong with you? Bah! I did it anyway. I'm such a blah, blah, blah. We went to the movie, the lights were still on, and a guy came in. He was an Arab-looking man. He had a big bag, and he was looking around like this. He was very suspicious, and my wife was nervous, and she said, do you have your gun? And I said, yes, I'm watching him. He put his hand in the bag. a lot of gas. He pulled out a bag of popcorn. You're not supposed to bring your own popcorn to a movie. Nice fella, sat down, ate the popcorn, but guns are good. Up, back to churches. Long stories. Hey, we have an armed civilian here in church that shot a bad guy. He came into the church. He was armed to the teeth, and he shot some rounds at a truck, you know, on his way into the church, like he was kind of a wild guy. And the church at that time was filled with kids. They had a special class going on, and it was filled with young kids. And this guy was coming in. If it wasn't for the good guy being armed in a church, you would have had a terrible, terrible situation. And this is in Wayne, Michigan. That's just life. Is it nice that you have to carry a gun to go to church? It's awful. It's terrible. You have to go to a movie theater and carry a gun? Really? Yeah. It's about not having a bad thing happen, or if it does happen, but you can slow it down. You can stop it. Okay? That's important. Now swing over to Minnesota. Minnesota, there's a terrible tragedy there recently. You have one set of politicians, husband and wife, that were shot, and they have survived. Another pair that were killed. And, you know, they want open borders. And they want open borders, really, after they were shot? But even before, that's what they want. And they also want gun control. And, wow, I mean, you need to be first responders. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff you could add to that, but just you can do that. Pick it up. Now, lastly, this has nothing to do with nothing. But I thought it was kind of interesting. In China, there's a 26-story pig farm. Looks like a high-rise. Pig farm, and they process over 1.2 million pigs a year. Okay, China, they eat more than half of the pork of the world, and so, you know, that's kind of interesting. But a 26-story pig farm, who would have thunk it? That wiser advisor stuff. You all come back. See ya.